So if you go up the Ipswich Road, yeah, you know, up the Ipswich Road, as you go up on your left, you've got a kind of like swanky garage, you know, sells posh cars. And on your right, you've got a little church there. That's St. John's Church. It's still a working church, so that's a... it's got a big modern bit built on the side of it. But the little bit is an Arthur Blomfield church, same architect has made this. It's slightly smaller, and if you get in it, because I can see immediately the architectural similarity. And I think that what the community here did in 1872, because this was a fairly rich, this was a posh area. This parish was a posh parish. The graves outside were generally posh people, and it was Lexton community that came here. Is Lexham still posh now? That was it. This was a fairly upmarket sort of place. And I think they said, we'll have one of those, please. And thus, we're sitting in here now. We at the Colchester Arts Centre are interested in contemporary performance, new work, new people like Anna, new artists, new choreographers, new poets, new. We like new. That's what we're interested in. New doesn't always mean fantastic. It means that they're new. But unless you give new people a chance, as John does here at the Woolworth Posting Club, then we're never going to have another generation of performers. And the fact that they perform in an historic setting doesn't work against it. It doesn't sort of pull against it. You don't need new stuff in a new building. In fact, I think in this building like this, that new work gets a chance to breathe and be celebrated. A couple of architectural features, I don't know because of the lighting that we're in now, but if this arch here at the end there is slightly more squished than this arch next to it here. But that is the same with that arch at the end there. So there is a symmetry to the building that goes this way and that way. It's called axial. And I think that when you're watching these lovely people, the Essex Corpsmen, singing, or whoever that we have on stage, these sort of elevations and the history of the space itself enhance the feeling and the atmosphere that you get in live performance. I mean, if, I have to be frank, if what's on stage is not very good, then the architecture doesn't rescue it. It doesn't come to it and say, well, you know, it's a terrible show, but I did like that arch next to me. That's not the kind of sensibility that works. But I think it does genuinely enhance the atmosphere of what we have here. Of course, there's all sorts of other bits and pieces that have been put on since. But in essence, Arthur Blomfield's 1872 vision, including this wonderful west window that's there, is more... retained in this space than it is in St. John's, which has this big modern bit on the side. There are all sorts of additions, like these columns here were added on in 1911. Underneath these columns, and there's a bit that's fallen off that's just behind that speaker there that you'll be able to see, is very elegant iron balustrades. So these are just decorative surrounds, and I think they're fairly clunky. The time I do like them is when we've got a sold-out rock and roll gig, and what tends to happen is that people jump up on them like this so that they can see the band on stage. And that kind of like gives the feeling that we're all swinging from the rafters and it's packed and it gives a like, great atmosphere. But what I don't like about them is during the comedy gigs, people put their drinks on there and they get knocked off all the time. So that's very irritating. So that's just a tiny little bit of history about this space. We've got another space that I've been pulled in to help manage down the road. That's the First Sight Art Gallery. And that's a huge, sweeping, modern space. That feels very intimidating and very cold next to the kind of warm and toasty atmosphere that's in here. But that's different, because that's just a young building, and this building has a lot of history to it. So I'm hoping that we can bring a bit of warmth from St. Mary's up the road and do some stuff at the First Sight Art Gallery. And I hope that we can also be a little bit better involved in the lovely community and the feeling and the spirit that John has brought into the room this afternoon. All right, I'll leave the stage now, sir. Thank you very much for my little bit. Wasn't Anna fantastic? I thought she was great. And I'm going to be looking forward to the rest of it. Thanks very much. And I'm going to be hanging around enjoying it as well. So I'll catch you later. Bye now.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.